When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real damn good, Corey LaJoy. Thank you for asking. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do? Upstate South Carolina. Good morning, America. What up, world? Are we going to have a bad day? Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
So are you rubbing your nose just because, or do I have something on mine? Okay, because I thought maybe you were doing a cool.
Remember earlier when I panicked and I had to have you stop talking because that sneeze was just start right talking there. Well, that's what I meant. Start talking. Because I'm having that kind of day. Hey,
that's what happens when there's no airflow in your house because you have no electricity.
No electricity. Hey, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what that means? It's time for the audio blitz. Pew pew pew.
So you're saying you want me to make that sound bite, or you want to make that sound bite?
No, I need to make
thing?
It. I actually meant to do it yesterday, okay. But then I was tired, and I didn't. And I had to go home and start a generator. And make sure the
at least
fans,
you have a generator.
That's true. You got to get a generator, bud. Like, you got to, you just got to
okay.
Got to get a generator. It's a game changer. Absolute game changer.
And how many times would I have needed that generator?
Right now, 5 in a row.
Yeah, probably.
5 consecutive.
Probably, but I, you also got to pay to have someone come set it up. There's just a lot of things.
No.
From what I understand, you got to have an electrician to set it
up. No. You get a generator that just, it's a plug. You just plug stuff into it. I'm not talking about like a whole ass house generator.
Okay,
I ain't that rich.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talent, but I ain't that rich.
You're implying that's the only kind of generator that I know about.
No, they make little portable generators. That's what we were running outside the house. The one I run outside the house, I pick it up and move it when I need it. Like, they're the size of
And how much does it power?
Let's see. TV, DVD player, both of our cell phones, a fan, a lamp, like, at least the room's comfortable.
Okay, So you're not suffering like some of us are, but
right.
I mean, good for you. But
get
how?
Get your damn generator.
How does it? Where does the power come from, and how does it keep it?
The power comes from putting gasoline into it, and it's an internal combustion engine. That
yeah, but do you bring it in the house? You mean it sounds
no,
like you, bring
you leave it outside okay. And you run cords in?
Okay, because that's yeah. All right. Okay, I'm getting an understanding.
We're gonna get you there. I'm gonna make sure we get you there.
I'm probably not still gonna buy one. I need to.
I'll tell you right now. Not only do I advise it. I'm probably going to trade in the one we got and get a bigger one. They're the best. All right. Let's see. Texter says, good morning, fellas. Congratulations, Rob, sitting in the car listening to my favorite host, hosting my favorite show on the radio so far. It's a good day. Still no power in cow pens, but 221 at 85 has power, so maybe soon. That's from Spartanburg. JJ, first off, thank you, buddy. Good morning. Great to have you. Appreciate it. Glad you're here. Second off... Yeah, that sucks. We don't have power either. It's the worst. But we are attacking life with a grateful spirit because it could have been dramatically worse for all of us. Almost was.
I don't know. You seem a little cranky. It's just a little bit cranky.
No, I'm really not. I had a conversation with Keegan last night. Went over last night. He officiated our wedding, so I had to go get him to sign the paperwork to send it in because we're not technically, officially, legally married yet. But whatever. That's stupid. We are. But we had this whole conversation. I said, you know what? Like, it's okay to be cranky because the power's out. It's okay to be cranky because there's no air. It's okay to be cranky. I think as long as you still have the ability to put those issues into perspective. And I think so. I think I do. I think I, so far I do. All right.
So you're saying that whole thing would have happened whether we had power or not.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. All right.
For sure. Right. Yeah. I'm just going to
pack that away.
Just a bad person. What do you want? All right. Let's get to some audio from the past couple of days. Let's start with the couple that I don't think are going to generate super long conversations. Let's start with Scoot Henderson. Yesterday was NBA Media Days taking place around the country. as the NBA is now less than a month away. By the way, hockey, 7 days we get the season started. NBA shortly after that. But a couple of hilarious sounds out of Trailblazers Media Day. We start with DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre came in. He was gassed. He was juiced. He had the aura. And he was asked, how? Why, DeAndre, are you so jazzed up? There you have it, kids. You want to be an NBA ball player? Orange juice with ginger in it.
Yeah, but I'm more keying in on the beet juice. I mean, that's
I've heard it's
not,
very good for you.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it tastes good.
No, it doesn't.
The orange with ginger. That's intriguing. That really is.
Is
it pulp or no pulp with the orange?
Oh, I hate pulp in orange juice.
Yeah, because you find some later.
Yeah, man. It's just like the. I don't. It's not a smoothie. It's juice. If I want to eat an orange, I'll eat an orange.
A beet looks like something that you can't get juice out of.
I don't like beets at all. There's an evolutionary reason why it is that we prefer sugary foods, sweet foods, and it's because obviously back in the day, calories mattered. Sugars are calories, and so we evolved over time to prefer sugary foods because sugary foods gave you the most calories, and those calories could be expended. But now that we're all not running from saber-toothed tigers and whatnot, we still have that evolutionary preference for sugary foods, even though they're not good for you, which is unfortunate. I will say this. I've done the orange juice and ginger thing. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. It'll give you a little boost.
Yeah, but what's it taste like? Is it a little more sweet, or does it take away from the sweet?
No, I mean, it just... It's like orange juice that has ginger in it. I don't really know how to describe it.
Ginger ale is bitter. So does it make the
Do you
orange
like ginger
juice?
Ale? I love ginger ale.
No.
I love ginger ale, but I also know I think I'm in the minority. I love ginger ale.
I tried to shotgun ginger ale once as a dare. That was a mistake. Yeah. It came out my nose. It burned for days.
Okay. Well, you deserve that. I don't know what to help you with that. DeAndre Ayton wasn't the only one. Scoot Henderson, the rookie, was there. Now, this audio's terrible. And I tried to find a better version of it, and I couldn't, and it's still good enough to play. Hey, Scoot! I think I'm going to go on the record and say, Scoot, no, we do not know what you're saying.
Okay, well, because we couldn't hear him. It sounded like he's being attacked by a swarm of cicadas. That was scary.
What happened in that spot was that a media member said, hey, Scoot Henderson, now that you've got your rookie year under your belt, what did you learn from it? What did you take away from your rookie year in the NBA? And Scoot's answer was the food, all the good food, and everything that I learned from it.
I think that's a really good answer because it's basically the same answer as the first clip that you played, but he just wasn't very specific. I mean, if you'd have threw ginger in there, we'd be good, right?
Do like some ginger, all right? Do like ginger.
Talking to people is hard, okay? Not everyone can do it.
What lessons did you take away from your rookie year? I like food. I mean, me too, but that's not what we were going for here,
well,
Scoot.
He finally has a chef and some things like that, and you know he's eating right, or maybe he's not. Maybe he got a bunch of Twinkies. The food was good. That's all that matters.
Out at Lakers Media Day, LeBron and Bronny had their first media appearance as So, I'm going to say this.
Are you sickened by the love?
No. Quite the opposite. I'm going to say this. I don't care how you feel about LeBron as a player or as a person. I don't care if you do or do not think Bronny James has any justification for being a Laker. He doesn't. I don't even think he's good enough to be an NBA player yet. I'm not saying he can't be. I don't think he's developed yet. I don't care how you feel about either one of these guys as players or persons. I'm so happy for LeBron. I really am. I can't imagine. I would give back everything I have ever owned and accomplished in this world to go shoot basketball with my dad one more time. Right? Like I lost my father when I was 25 years old, and it is arguably the most monumental moment of my life was losing my father. I would give everything I have ever owned and accomplished back for 10 minutes to go shoot free throws with my dad again, right? So I can't imagine what it's like for Bronny to be on a team with on the NBA team with his old man. And I can't imagine, knowing how I hope proud my dad was of me and is of me, I can't imagine what it's like for Bron to have Bronny on this team and to be able to share moments like this where they are just goofing off and having a good time. I put every criticism that we have about LeBron the player, about LeBron the person, about Bronny the player aside. I'm ecstatic for these two dudes. I don't care if the Lakers went through a bunch of unethical bullcrap to get Bronny on this team. Just as a dude, as a bro, as a dude bro, I'm jacked for LeBron because he is loving this. And as a dude bro, I think that's awesome.
See, so am I. I didn't know my dad, but you know what I've been able to do? I've been able to share a little bit of this with my son. And it's... Every once in a while, I look over and go, this is really cool. It really is. I've been able to give him something he never would have been able to get otherwise, a chance to be on the air and be a little goofy. And that's what we're doing. We're goofing off like what they're doing. And it's irreplaceable. It really is. And I'm so happy he gets to do that.
Yeah.
I also hope that Bronny proves everybody wrong.
I mean, I'd be lying to say I'm not pulling for the kid a little bit. I also I've watched him play. He's just not there. All right, I watch G League games. I watch Summer League games to watch Bronny play. He's just not there. J.C. Horn, after the Panthers game this weekend.
You know why it feels different for him? He's actually been on the field for four games. Stay healthy, J.C.
I mean, yeah. There's definitely a different vibe about that. Ain't no doubt about it. But... I would say this, totally agree with him. Totally agree with just watching this team. Even in a lost Sunday, just watching this team, there's a different vibe about it. There's a different energy about it. There's a different juice around it. And again, I know a lot of people want to run and place all of it at the feet of Bryce Young, and that's fine if you want to do it. I disagree with you, and we can have the conversation.
It's the rifle, man. He just brings excitement. He just brings joy. And even if
touchdowns do that.
Well, they do. You're right. Winning and then the possibility of winning also will do that because they were in that game for a long time.
Sure.
Sunday.
Also, the Bengals aren't that good.
Well, that's true. But
yeah.
I mean, they're working their way back into it.
Yeah.
Because Joe Burrow has a problem with slow starts.
Damian Woody, Teddy Bruschi, and noted New York Jets fan Mike Greenberg were on Get Up yesterday having a conversation about the, if you missed it, Tom Brady kind of burned Baker Mayfield on the air.
No, he didn't. He did not.
He kind of burned him on the air.
Petty and lame.
And even noted Tom Brady stan Rob Brown. My response was, shut up, Tom. Like, it worked for you, and it's great it worked for you, but, like, there's only one of you, all right? Baker Mayfield's having fun. Let my man have fun. Well, Damian Woody, who was a teammate of Tom Brady's during his time in New England, was on that show alongside noted Jets fan Mike Greenberg when Teddy Bruschi decided he was going to fire a few shots. Teddy Bruschi was very happy with his joke.
It wasn't that good of a joke either.
Go play for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a good joke.
You know why it's not a good joke? Because they're not comfortable right now.
They're not. It's not a good joke, except if you're sitting next to Greenberg. Then it's a good joke. Oh, and Coach Foote.
Yeah, well, is a Greenberg an easy target, though? I mean, think about it.
Jets fans are easy targets as a whole.
I mean, Greenberg has done a lot. He's an amazing career. But if he's sitting over there, me and you would have so much fun, and he would hate us.
Jets fans are easy targets. Just as a whole, Greenberg just happens to be the most prominent amongst them. Good on Teddy Bruschi for not letting Greenberg have a moment to himself, like, at all. That's incredible. Love that.
You're a mean person, Teddy.
Matt Ryan asked by Bill Cowher, hey, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets don't seem good right now. Matt Ryan, not Ryan, what would you say if you were Aaron Rodgers? I forgot to take the TikTok sound off the end. That's my bad.
Is that what that was?
That's my bad.
I've never been on the TikTok before.
My bad.
So now I know
what that sounds like. Well, I'm a millennial influencer, so you know.
You are. Yeah, you really are.
I'm on the TikToks. Are we good with that? Has Aaron Rodgers earned that? Not in his career, and his career he certainly has, but with the Jets. Has Aaron Rodgers earned enough that he can walk into the locker room and tell everybody else, you get on my page?
Absolutely. This isn't a
me problem,
it's
a you problem.
Would you be asking this question if it was Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady did the same thing when he went to Tampa Bay. And there are certain quarterbacks who have earned that. And yeah, I mean, other ones will do it a different way, maybe a nicer way. But he's right, and Garrett Wilson has the potential to be a really, really good receiver, maybe a great receiver. He was good at Ohio State. He needs to get on the same page, and maybe he's being extra hard on him because he knows the potential. And definitely, and they lost by 1 point, and they should not have lost by to Denver.
I mean, I'm not saying that's fair or unfair.
It was a missed kick, but still.
Not saying that's fair or unfair. Like I said, I Rodgers has done enough in his career that's justified.
How many other quarterbacks in the league right now can do that? I mean, there aren't really.
Rodgers, Mahomes, you're not going to like it. Burrow and Allen.
Why wouldn't I like that? I mean, I get it.
Do you agree?
No, I do.
Okay.
I do. All the Josh Allen's proven me wrong this year because he has hardly any good receivers, and he's doing what Patrick...
Hardly any?
Yeah, he's doing...
No, he has no good receivers.
He's doing what Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah.
He's stepping up. Now Burrow is... I think his injuries are bothering him a little bit more than
I think his injuries are bothering him, and I also think that, you can say what you want, I think Ja'Marr Chase screwed this team this offseason.
He did.
If I'm the Bengals, he's gone. I'm done with Ja'Marr Chase. That what he did, this iteration of the Bengals is cooked. They're done. I would say Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Brock Purdy, in a weird way, is probably on that list.
But personality-wise, there's only a couple, I think, who would do it that way.
Who would do it's a different question.
Yes.
Rodgers is absolutely a guy. Rodgers is clearly and entirely out of to give. He's got no more.
As you and I pointed out yesterday off the air, we were looking at him, and there he's looking old.
Yeah.
No, I mean not old in his gameplay. Just
no, he looks old.
And the Jets are aging him.
You're not wrong. Also, him and Robert Saleh are very clearly going to have a fist fight in the parking lot. And Saleh minus 150?
Yeah, he's
I'm going to go Saleh minus 150, Rodgers plus 125. That's the odds I'm giving you. Hey, when we come back here in a minute, have you heard the story? I'm sure you have at this point, but we didn't get to talk about the UNLV quarterback who's not playing despite the fact that his team's undefeated because he says that he was owed $100,000+ from the team, and the team says that's not true. We're going to talk about that because his former head coach has spoken out. Let's talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matthew Sluka was the quarterback, QB1, of the UNLV Rebels. And the Rebs got out to a hot start, 3-0, undefeated out of the gate. And then the UNLV starting signal caller said, deuces, I'm out, I'm gone. Later, bye, Felicia.
See, that's how you do that.
And took off. More details begin to emerge about what led to Sluka's decision to not play anymore this season. According to reports, it was an NIL deal gone awry. For all the good that NIL has brought to college sports, stories like this seem to pop up every now and then. Effectively, what you've got going on is that Sluka and his agent have both said that he was told by an assistant coach that he would receive north of $100,000 if he transferred to UNLV away from Holy Cross. The school is saying, yeah, no, we did not, we would not. And they accuse Sluka of holding the school hostage. Well, there's a bunch of different aspects to this that that have to be discussed. The first is what happened. And the answer is, we don't know. And the answer is, frankly, we're never going to know. Because this is a the definition of a he said argument. Sluka and his agents say they promised me $100,000 and I moved over. The school is saying, yeah, that didn't absolutely did not happen. We could not, should not, would not do that. And he's the bad guy here. And the reality is, Sluka, unless he's got a text or a voicemail somewhere of the head coach saying it, is never going to be able to prove it was said. And the school is never going to be able to prove that it was not said. This is going to end up in litigation. Now, how do we feel about this? The answer to me is, I'm on the side of whoever's telling the truth. Thing is, we're never going to know who's telling the truth. If Sluka was promised $100K to transfer over from Holy Cross to UNLV, and he was promised $100,000 to do so, then I'm Team Matthew Sluka. And if Sluka was not promised $100,000 but made it up thinking, well, I've got this team at 3-0, maybe, just maybe, if I go out and say that I was promised $100,000, maybe they'll give it to me. Maybe they'll go, you know what? We don't want to give this kid $100,000, but we are 3-0. And it's kind of hard to do that, so maybe we should go ahead and pay the guy. If that's what Matthew Sluka is doing, then I'm not Team Matthew Sluka. I'm Team UNLV. I'm Team whoever's telling the truth here. Problem is, I don't think we're ever going to know who's telling the truth. Now, if this does go to litigation, and this was to go in front of a jury, it would not. But if it did, if this was tried by jury, one of the things that happens is you bring in character witnesses, people who come in and they testify, brother. They testify. It's Devon Dudley, big fan.
Who are you telling? Like, I didn't know who.
No, it was just an in general statement. Not everybody's a wrestling
this,
fan,
you know.
So one of the things they do is bring in a character witness, like James Madison head coach Bob Chesney. Now, Bob Chesney can be a character witness for this young man, for this quarterback, Matthew Sluka, because he coached him at Holy Cross. Sluka left, so did Chesney. Chesney went to become the head coach at JMU. Sluka went to UNLV. He went yesterday, and what I'm going to tell you is, again, unfortunately, not the best audio I've ever played on the show, but it is important audio. He said about Matthew Sluka this.
I'm a little offended. So normal people can be bought.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I would 100% agree with that. And you know why I'd agree with that? Daddy can be bought. Ain't no doubt about it. My old football coach, my old coach Tom Grant, used to say, I cannot be bought, I can be rented. And I agree with that. I'll give you the perfect example. I've used this many times. I can't stand the Live Tour or the fact that it exists. I think the Live Tour should be disbanded. I think it should be lit on fire and done away with. And yet, if the Live Tour called me tomorrow and go, Rob, we'd like to give you $5 million a year to come be our play-by-play guy, bye. I'll check in with you guys. Tell the next host, call me. I'll come on and be the golf guy. Okay? I'm gone. I gotta go. I cannot go. Yeah, most people can be bought. Whether this assessment by Bob Chesney or not is fair, I don't know. I don't know Matthew Sludon. Or Sluka, pardon me. What I do know is that if what he is saying is true, that this cat was turning down offers of hundreds of thousands of dollars because he wanted to be where he was and he decided to go with UNLV, it does lead credence to the story that we are getting from Sluka. That is, I got promised something, and the fact that they are not living up to their end of the promise, I'm out, right? Because I will tell you, I have been fired one time and I have quit one time in my life. I got fired from and I quit two different banks. Hey, there's a theme here. Real jobs in suits and ties don't suit and tie Rob Brown. I got fired once because my manager said that I was breaking dress code violations because I was wearing no C socks. You know the socks that go all the way under your ankles? I was wearing no C socks and socks were in the dress code. And she said, you have to wear socks. And I said, I am wearing socks. And I took my shoe off and showed her. And she said, well, if I can't see them, you're not wearing them. And I said, that's not real. That's not how that works. There they are. I'm wearing them right now. And she said, you know what? You can leave. The one I quit was because a manager that hired me made me, during the hiring process, a couple of assurances about the job. And when I showed up, those assurances weren't there. And what he told me was, yeah, I tried my best, but it's not going to happen. I'm going to need you to power through it. And I went, I'm not going to work here. It's not because I don't want to. It's simply because you said this would happen and you went back on your word. That's it. I'm out. And that's what Bob Chesney seems to be saying. Now, there were a couple of other folks who had some hot takes on this situation. One of them was Reese Davis. Oh, come on, Rob Brown. Let me get that fixed. Hold, please. I'm good with both of those takes. Scratch that. I'm good with Pat's take entirely. I'm not entirely good with Reese's. I'm good with the first half. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, youngsters out there, listen to your Uncle Rob. I'm about to learn you something. If somebody makes you a promise, get it in writing. Okay? This is one of the things that I've done for years. If I go down and somebody downstairs says, Rob, we're going to do this, I ask them to email that to me. Or I send them an email with that in writing saying, can you confirm this? Okay? Get it in writing. Because if it ain't in writing, it didn't happen. All right? And this is a tough lesson that, I don't know about you, great one. I've had it happen to me. Where I get promised something, it doesn't happen, but I never got him to write it down. And there was nothing I could do about it. I had to wear it. However, this whole, well, you know, if it's not writing, you can't quit on the team. Why? Why? Why not? In fact, it looks like he can, because he did. He literally did it. That's what spurred this conversation. Here's the thing. If I agree to do a thing and you promise me X and we handshake on it, even if I don't get in writing, I will say if you come back to me and go, I'm not doing that thing I promise you I'm doing. Well, guess what, Jack? I'm not doing that thing I promised to do for you either. You can't tell this kid because he's a 20-year-old quarterback that he has to. No. Even if they promise you the $100,000, you didn't get in writing. Therefore, you have to. Screw that. Why?
I'm just curious as to when he was supposed to get the money and why he waited till this particular week to go, that's it, I'm done.
No idea.
I mean, I know those are little details, but I think they're important because if he was supposed to get it before he started playing, he's like, ah, you know what, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. They'll get it to me eventually. And then by, you know, after winning as many games as he did, he goes, hey, where's the money? And they don't give it to him. I don't know what to think about this. I understand his point of view, and I kind of agree with it, but what's this going to do for football overall? I mean, what worst case scenario, what's it going to do?
I would like to go with this. There aren't some set of social rules that apply to college football players that don't apply to everybody else. If you agree to do a thing, and a person shakes your hand and says, I promise I'm going to do this thing as part of you doing that thing, even if you don't get in writing, and then you show up and they go, I'm not doing that thing, screw them. Bail. If they made you a promise, unless there is a justifiable reason that you are good with that they can't do the thing, if they just aren't going to do it, screw that amount. It doesn't matter if he waited till week 3 or week 9. If they promise to get, working on the assumption he's telling the truth, working on that assumption, and maybe he's not, but if he is telling the truth and they made him a promise of 100K, if he gets them to 3-0 and they're starting to show up on ESPN and they're starting to show up on SportsCenter and they're starting to get publicity they have not gotten as the UNLV running Rebels in a very long time as a football program, yeah, screw them. I'm out. Yeah, loyalty is a two-way street. Kind of sucks for you when loyalty is a two-way street, doesn't it? When it's not all the power on one side. This is what I have been. This is what we have been talking about. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo with you. We are talking about this Matthew Salucas situation. A couple more minutes here, and then we'll move on from it. But look, here's how this breaks down as far as I'm concerned. If UNLV promised the kid $100,000, and then they said, yeah, we're not going to give you $100,000, cool, bounce, walk, bye, see you. You promised the thing, pay up the thing, all right? I think in the past couple of years, there have been a couple of changes that have been made in college football, certainly. And I would also argue societally, there have been some changes that have taken place. One of those changes that has taken place is that I think there has been this push to empower the employee, and for the sake of this conversation, this portion of the discussion, I will grant the concept of employment to college football players, but not in that they are employees, but that I think the metaphor exists. I think the analogy exists. There has been societally a push to move some of the power in the marketplace back to the labor, back to the workers, back to the employees. And I think that you see that happening in sports as well. And I think you certainly are seeing that in regards to college football. So if this kid got promised, as he claims and his agent claims, that, and by the way, very much team, get an agent, college player. If you're going to get an NIL deal, I don't care if it's $500 a week from Bob's Used Cars to wear a t-shirt, get an agent, all right? Because as McAfee said in his take there a second ago, he said, what, my dad was a truck driver and my mom cleaned clothes for a living. They would have gotten taken had they been the ones trying to organize an NIL deal. Unless your parent is an agent, Or is a high caliber business person of some type, kids, get an agent if you're going to get an NIL deal. I don't care how small it is, so that this doesn't happen. Because one of the things an agent's going to do is he's going to get everything written down in writing. And I think that that is the lesson learned here from Salucas. And for the record, I think it's the lesson for the school as well, right? Because if you're going to go out there and you're in the NIL marketplace and you've got an NIL contract with the left guard and the linebacker and the starting safety and the backup wide receiver and yada, yada, yada. And then the quarterback comes out 3 weeks in and goes, yo, wait, hang on. We had a deal. And you go, whoa, not in writing. And we got every other contract in writing. Then you're going to cover CYA. You're going to cover your own ass at that point. And I think schools are about to learn that. The reality is contracts are kind of the way that it has to go now. It's kind of the way it has to go now. So with all of those being said, here's what I'll say. I am on the side of whichever entity is being truthful here. I also recognize that we're probably never going to know who's telling the truth here. Unless Salucas is able to come out with a text message or an email or a voicemail. Who the hell still uses voicemail? That has the coach saying, hey, Matthew, it's Coach Johnson. And just wanted to tell you that I got that $100,000 deal for you if you come to UNLV. All right, well then bang, the school's screwed, right? Like everybody's team Salucas at that point. But if you can't produce that, I just don't think we're ever going to actually know what happened. And if we're never actually going to know what happened, then, you know, it kind of is what it is. So for the sake of the conversation, listen, if the school didn't sign a contract with Salucas and Salucas is indeed holding them hostage, I got a big problem with that. You know how you fix that? Contracts. That's how you fix it. You go with contracts. Now, there's also the reality that you can't force the guy to come to work. You can't force the guy to come to practice. You can't force the guy to come to whatever. You know what you can do is when you start writing up these contracts, you can start putting in things that make it harder for him not to, right? If you step away from the team after we sign this contract, you are prohibited from engaging in conversation with other schools or prohibited from be whatever. Like, and part of this, it's all going to always stem back to the NCAA. Part of this is situations like this could have been knocked out had the NCAA put those guidelines, those rules, those protocols into place when the NIL conversation was on the table at the very beginning. But as they are indeed, like it or not, a feckless organization, the reality here is that was never a legitimate thing. That was never going to happen. It should have. That's how all of this would have gotten there. But the reality is, regardless of how you feel about the conversation around Matthew Sluka and UNLV or any of the other situations like it, the unfortunate reality about this whole thing is genie's out of the bottle, cat's out of the bag, whatever phrase you want to use. There's one way at this point to get out of this mess, and only one. The one way to get out of this mess is for the schools in the NCAA to allow the players to become officially to become employees of the schools, to unionize and to collectively bargain with representatives of the schools as an entity, in this case the NCAA. That's it. That's the only way you're stopping situations from like this moving forward, or at least it's the only way I can come up with. The players become officially employees. Those employees unionize. That union collectively bargains with the NCAA or whatever the representative is of the NCAA schools at that point, and they come up with, as the NFL Players Association does, as every professional Players Association does, you reach a collective bargaining agreement that has all the rules of the new NIL world written down and in place. Now, segue to Lonzo's Sports Flash. I got nothing. I should be better at this. No NIL deal for me.
That's an amazing segue. Quit taking my time. The Atlanta Braves needed just one win out of two games against the Mets yesterday to punch a ticket to the MLB postseason. The Braves fell 8-7 in game one as Atlanta took a one-run lead into the ninth, but allowed a two-run home run to Francisco Lindor to give the Mets the win. In game two, Grant Holmes got the start on short notice and went four innings with seven strikeouts, because I don't know what that is. While the Braves collected six hits in a 3-0 lead, Atlanta begins their playoff run tonight at 8:30 against the Padres in San Diego. I apologize for being tired, but you guys know why. All-time baseball great Pete Rose passed away yesterday at 83 years of age. Also, NBA Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo passed away yesterday. Tune in this Saturday at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Citadel Bulldogs. It's Furman versus Citadel right here on The Fan Upstate.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.